Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I'll tell you, we've got a dynamite show today. We're going to devote the entire second half of the program to a gentleman who just produced a movie entitled The Real Tony Fauci. We're really, really fortunate having landed this fellow as a guest, because this movie is going to be a real blockbuster, and we're going to devote the last two segments of the program to a discussion with him. Big Al is really looking forward to that, as I know Jim McKinney is also. Jimmy, let's start out with kind of the news flash that really never went, I guess I would have to say, in any specific direction like I wanted to see it go, that came across yesterday about the situation with Hunter Biden, and that the FBI felt they have enough information on the guy to actually indict him. Why don't you elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, so there's been a U.S. attorney in the state of Delaware that's been responsible for the investigation on Hunter Biden, and he was actually appointed by the Trump administration.
Yeah.
He was not removed from his position. Usually the attorneys are asked to resign in the change of change of presidencies. In this case, he was not, because of the appearance of conflict of interest over the Biden family and Hunter Biden's potential problems. So according to a Washington Post leak, and this is the Washington Post reporting, there is enough information out on Hunter Biden through a grand jury that's been sitting, actually, this information has been sitting with the district attorney for quite a long, with the U.S. attorney for quite a while. For months, apparently, to indict Hunter Biden on fraudulent tax charges and on felony gun charges for actually making false statements on his application, and then, of course, losing his handgun. A lot of this information was brought to the forefront because of the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop that was left at a computer office or a computer repair shop, turned over to the FBI and turned over to actually Rudy Giuliani when the FBI did nothing about it over months, actually almost a year. I think the laptop was turned over sometime in 2019. But the laptop has, you know, visual evidence of Hunter Biden doing drugs, taking, you know, crack, and then holding his weapon at one point. And of course, the issue started when his former wife, they got into a fight, and she took the gun because he was threatening suicide or threatening violence, and threw it into a trash can, and the Secret Service had to go find it. And of course, they covered this up numerous times, but anyway, the information is out there, and apparently the information is enough to indict. Now, whether or not any of this goes forward is a good question. It's a very important, obviously, issue for the Department of Justice and the Biden family. But what I predict is there's something else going on behind the scenes here.
What do you think it is, Jimmy?
So I think that the timing of this release in the Department of Justice, look, the Department of Justice, and it wasn't so much the FBI. The FBI kind of blew off investigating Hunter Biden. That's sadly true, especially the Counterintelligence Division, because they because of all the connections with the Chinese and the business agreements that were done between the Chinese and the Biden family, they blew this off. The information here is now with the DA, with the U.S. attorney. He's been held over, but there's probably a reason why. Knowing what this administration's Department of Justice has done to politicize events to support the left, I would predict that what they are doing, somebody released this information on taxes and the gun charge, because you couldn't argue with those. Those are clear. Apparently, Hunter Biden already has paid $2 million.
Pretty black and white, Jim. Pretty hard to refute,
But what they would like to do, I believe, is divert. They can't really hide it. So they've got to divert attention away from the more corrupt issues, which is actually the relationships they had, the Biden family had, with activities with Chinese government and intelligence operatives in the U.S. So I think this is a diversion plan. In my analysis, my view, my personal opinion, is they could not accept, you know, they had to do something about these actions with Hunter Biden. So somebody leaked this.
Yeah.
And they did it in order to divert away from the more serious issues.
Yeah.
And I just am afraid that maybe we get through the midterms, people kind of blow it off and say, oh, Hunter's a bad guy, but Joe's a good guy.
Yeah, well, it's whether Hunter's a bad guy or a good guy. I mean, I think the listeners know pretty well how we feel about that. You know, he's making some very, very serious mistakes by engaging what would appear to be allegedly engaging in really, really illegal self-serving actions. There's no question about that. So, Jimmy, where's this thing going to go in your opinion? Is it going to probably resurface after the elections?
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility between now and the midterms.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, some states are actually mailing out ballots right now.
Yeah.
And of course, you're going to have states like California and Washington State, which they mail out the ballots, you know, the middle of October, the regular ballots. So, you know, how much of an impact will this have? It'll be interesting. There's a possibility he could be indicted and, you know, publicly announced because of this leak. And again, if I think it would be a diversion effort, if nothing else. But what I think is going to happen, and you know, I'm fairly convinced of this. The numbers are showing a sizable Republican majority in the House, and then the potential for at least a few seats in the Senate. It's
right.
hard to say.
Right.
But if the House, and it's very unlikely that the Democrats are going to maintain control of the House.
Yeah.
So you're going to see in the House new leadership in oversight committees, intelligence committees, in numerous places
that are going to
put this all this information over a very, very politicized scrutiny.
Depending on how the election turns out,
Yeah, well, if and it's pretty clear they're going to win the House, so that's clearly going to give the opportunity for them to investigate.
Okay,
and it's going to go back to. You know, there's a lot of information out there about Joe Biden taking money, about cooperating and coordinating with Chinese officials, meeting with them. And of course, this guy, Tony Bobulinski, who has to wear a flak jacket probably these days because he has so much damning information on what the Bidens, both Jim Biden, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden did. So... Yeah.
It's going to be pretty interesting what happens after the November election, because at that point in time, if you're correct with your prediction about the House and the Senate, I think a lot of this stuff is going to come to light or reach the surface, I guess is a better way to put it, in my humble opinion. And the information, Lester Holt came out yesterday on NBC News. We are recording on Friday. He came out on NBC News on Thursday and announced that there was this information available. I got very excited because I thought the FBI would go ahead and run with it immediately, but they did not, obviously. I actually stayed up watching the news until almost midnight on the West Coast to see if they were going to do anything about it. And, of course, they haven't done anything about it at this point in time. And you and I have talked about this substantially off mic, and I agree with you that the stuff
isn't it interesting, Al, that they're arresting Christian prayers and singers in the Department of Justice is arresting Christian singers or protesters in front of
it
while they're leaving something like this out. It's unbelievable.
Of course it is. I mean, it's amazing to me, but everything that's going on right now in our society, in our political society, is absolutely amazing to me. What's amazing to me is people don't seem to understand what's going on in the economy. We're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to talk about that. You guys stick around.